You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Softman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Just in scrolling Instagram in the break, Anthony, and saw Dan Orlovsky, who I love, who's been on the show, known Dan a long time, ranting about Terry McLaurin's contract. And it's just, we'll get to the defensive depth chart thing in a second. But if you hear anyone on television or radio or any of your friends go, "What's wrong? Just pay him." I want you to tell them that they are banned from talking about football for at least a day, like 24-hour timeout. Because, like, what do you mean by that? This is what Dan Orlovsky's quote on First Take was, "This is one of the dumbest situations that's happened recently in the National Football League." What do you want him to do? Overpay him by $10 million based on the market? If he's asking for more than DK Metcalf and Cortland Sutton just got 23, and I think he's worth more than Cortland Sutton. Again, I've been on the record from go. I would pay Terry $30 million a year, understanding that functionally it's going to be less than that because this is just like DK's is not real 33. Terry's ain't going to be real 30, but I would give him that honor of being a $30 million receiver, understanding that the last year of the contract is non-guaranteed and inflated. But what do you, like, you just pay him whatever he wants, whatever, who cares? Just get it, like, what are you actually saying? Hey, do you want to do a quick exchange? I'll give you a piece of art. Okay, cool, draw me something. Okay, it'll be $1,000. You just said you wanted to do a deal. No, that's not worth $1,000. Okay, oh, I want $1,000. Do you want to deal it or not? Pay me up, get it, like, no. That's not how this works. So if anybody in your life said, Anthony, how many conversations have you had with friends about this? I'm sure a billion.
Too many.
And what do they say? They probably, I don't get it. Just get a deal done.
Yep. Just pay him. Just give him whatever he wants. I'm just like, it's not that simple.
It's not. Oh, you want to overpay by, let's even say overpay by $5 million a year. Well, no, they don't want their GM to do that. They don't want Adam Peters to do that. Oh, I trust Adam, but like, get a deal done, bro. If I offer you X and you say no, and you're like, I want X plus 5, and I go, no, and neither of us budges, there's no way to get a deal done. Like, yes, eventually you're probably going to land at X plus 2.5 because that's in the middle, or X plus 2 or X plus 3, but It's not as simple as just, okay, I want this. No, but I really want it. Okay, deal done. Shake hands. Happy. It's not how it works. So stop, especially if you're like really, really smart about football and talk about it for a living on television. Stop doing that. And again, if you have friends who are doing that, slap their hand. As long as it's not going to get you punched in the face. We don't endorse violence. It's a playful slap of the hand and a talking band for 24 hours.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. I think Terry McLaurin's contract situation has led probably First Take the last week and a half or so.
They had to do Micah this morning.
I mean, they did Micah too. They did both. They did both.
They got plenty of time and not a lot of creativity on that show. Yeah. Play the hits, baby. Play the hits. You know what the Commanders are going to do on defense this year?
What are they going to do?
They're going to play Trey Himes at corner.
Yes, sir.
Remember after the draft when when Adam Peters was like, yeah, if we hadn't had Josh Connerly at 29, one of the next guys we would have taken is Trey Himes. I believe it. I believed it then. I believe it now. He is not only on the top line of the depth chart, the unofficial depth chart that came out earlier this afternoon, but he is also actually taking all the reps with the ones. Like, it is him and it is Marshawn Lattimore and it is Mike Sainer still in the slot. Multiple-time Super Bowl champion Jonathan Jones is backing up Sainer still in the slot. He'll cross-train outside. Mikey will cross-train outside. But it really is Trey Himes' job. And I don't want to say, like, Trey Himes' job to lose. Like, it's Trey Himes' job out there at outside corner opposite of Marshawn Lattimore. And, Anthony, I haven't had a chance because all my traveling, and then now the team is traveling, and they're headed up to New England for a joint practice. I haven't had a chance to go out to practice. I was obviously out there this spring. But in talking to Logan for Take Command and the limited amount that I've talked to you and Linnell and other folks that have been out there, and obviously I'm reading everybody's work as well, it really does seem like the secondary is way better than people anticipated. And, you know, Linnell and I talked about this a lot this summer where, you know, we were talking about the floor is potentially really low, but I actually thought the ceiling was pretty high. It's just how likely was it to reach that? It feels like they're figuring some stuff out and it all could still fall apart. It's easy. It's training camp. You know, defense typically starts ahead of the offense. Terry's not there. So how limited is the weaponry on the offense for the Commanders? Zach Ertz is still making a million plays. So it's like, well, but it does feel like with Amos being legit that this secondary is suddenly a strength. And I think the other part of it too, that's really encouraging is there seems to be a lot of options. Like at corner, it's still Lattimore, Amos on the outside, kind of or bust. Noah's had a nice camp, but doing more stuff in the slot, whatever. But with the Tyler Owenses, with Kane Medrano and Dominique Hampton at linebacker, like it just seems like there's a lot of different guys that have gotten reps with the ones that gives them nickel and dime and Buffalo nickel and all these different options to match different personnel groups around the NFL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think definitely going back to the offseason, we had a discussion about the potential for the Commanders' secondary to be better than that of the pass rush, or I think it was the confidence level, like which one you was a little bit more confident in. But yeah, looking at practice, being out there, seeing how, you know, physical Trey Amos is, it could be really, you know, good for us. And then also with Mikey, him in the slot, going against Debo, iron sharpening iron, like that's been a great battle. And then Marshawn, again, like he's got his fair share of like vet days, but when he has been out there, he looks like the old explosive Marshawn. So again, like I'm in a good place and confidence level in this secondary. And I think if the pass coverage is good, I think it's only going to strengthen the pass rush kind of thing.
For sure. I still think that they're thin. Like, that's the one concern, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, they've got Jones listed as the backup to Amos. Carlin Vigors has been – he's made plays good and bad in camp. He's an undrafted free agent. And then they've also got Bobby Price, Kevon Seymour, who's, you know, I know impressed a lot, but I think more inside, even though he's playing some outside too. Noah. So, like, I'm intrigued by that group, but definitely Lattimore, Amos, Saner still staying healthy along with the collection of safeties they've got is the best version of that. Elsewise on the defensive side on this unofficial depth chart, defensive line, Dietrich Wise listed as defensive end one. No surprise there. Dorrance Armstrong on the other side. Kinlaw and Payne with Goldman and Newton backing up. Day and Davis behind them. We'll see if either one of those makes the team. I have a hard time seeing it, but it could be possible. Cleveland Furl ahead of Javonte Jean-Baptiste for now. But I do think that's probably how it goes. I know Logan's been impressed with Cleveland in camp, you know, his ability to edge set. He wasn't healthy for a lot of last year. And I think I have to get some of that bad tape out of my head, because he was good earlier in the season. Jalen Holmes to me is the guy that's right on the bubble. That's interesting to watch. He's listed as the second defensive end behind Dorrance Armstrong on that side. So, you know, defensive end three or four, depending on how you look at it. I guess he could be five. But listed on the second row of the depth chart. And then I think the other interesting thing up front is Von Miller is listed as an outside linebacker, which I would have anticipated. That's how they signed him. That's what Dorrance Armstrong did last year. But they also have Jacob Martin at outside linebacker as well. And so will they wind up just like take the first two columns of this depth chart? And is that the team up front? Wise, Furl, Payne, Goldman, Kinlaw, Newton, Armstrong, Holmes, Miller, Martin. I think when Logan and I did our 53, we subbed out Holmes for Jean-Baptiste. That feels correct. But more or less, that feels like the group up front there. And that's...
Is that 10 you know, or 11?
That would be 10. That would be 10. And then, I mean, which is probably about as many as you can keep because... And then you're hoping that like a Jalen Holmes can get to practice squad, an Andre Jones Jr. can get to practice squad, you know, Sheldon Day and Carl Davis, one of them is a vet inside, can get to practice squad. Because you need the space, like Wagner, McGee, Luvu, Ballor, Medrano, Hampton at linebacker. Ballor staying, of course, because of special teams. But can you keep Hampton and Medrano? That's going to be really tough. And then all the DBs that we mentioned were, you know, really they've got seven safeties that could make the team. They're not going to. It'll probably be five. Ben Nickel and Rob McDaniel probably headed to practice squad. But, like, Logan's been very impressed with those guys. And so I think that's going to be definitely interesting, interesting to watch. As well, on the kick return, punt return front, They've got Eckler and McCaffrey listed, which I think is only interesting because it feels like Eckler and Debo have been doing that from all the camp reporting. So they're kind of keeping the Debo kick return thing a secret, even though people are talking about it. And it also sounds like Matt Gay's had a really good camp, hit a couple 50-yarders today. I saw Grant tweeting that out. So good, hopefully, a simple special teams year where the excitement comes for good reasons, do not bad ones.
Do you want Eckler back there, though?
If he's comfortable
Granted,
with it,
he
yeah.
was really dynamic.
He was awesome last
in
year.
His role, it was just, you know, sustaining injuries or concussions, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that concussion was nasty. But I want him back there if he's up for it. If yeah. he's like, I don't want to go through that again. He's too valuable to the offense. I can make an argument either way.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if you want to say Jalen, Lane, and Debo, like, I'm fine with that. Lane only listed in the punt return category. If you want to put Luke and Debo back there, like, you're definitely losing something, but, like, Luke did a fine job. So I can make an argument for any of those guys. But Eckler's probably your best option. And it is kind of that extended running play. So, that's probably worth mentioning. All right. When we get back, phone calls on the depth chart, 301-230-0980. I think we got a couple that are starting to line up. 301-230-0980. Plus, Cliff Kingsbury talked about where he wants to see Jaden Daniels improve in year two. Where do you want to see Jaden improve in year two? Hard when a guy was MVP caliber last year. We'll talk about it all next. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.